today. They want more money, but the board won't pay. People, everybody's talking about ecology. The air's so polluted that it's hard to breathe. You wear. They swear you a hippie if you have long hair. Young politicians fight for poverty. Thank you.
dancing with one of us will change. And if you think that we're too young and I'm not for you, you better wait a year or two, girl, and find somebody new. A love like ours hard find, so don't let the people change your mind, 'cause you an important part of me. I know that he's got you, diamonds and pearls, and I know that he's promised you anything in the world if you love his girl. I can't give you anything.
My life. somewhere for me. I've lived too long without love in my heart, and the love of someone for me. Ooh, there's no misery like the misery in me. Yes, I've got to find me an angel in my life. Oh, in my life, got to find.
And welcome to another African Rhythms. My name is David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're right here in Vancouver, but we got a special guest out there. George, are you out there?
I'm here.
Oh, nice. I was thinking to myself, I remember the phone system being broken for a little while, and I was like, what if it's still broken?
Then we'd be going telepathy only.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. All right, so, George, sorry, what is your last name again?
Katsiris.
Katsiris. All right, George. Well, I mean, we've been in touch for a few years now through my radio show. You've been sending me stuff for a little while, so, you know, we've been planning on a get-together. We kind of rekindled recently, and I know you've been working on all kinds of tracks. So is your Premier Music, Premier Crew Music, that's the name of your label?
Yeah, since you and I first started exchanging tunes, basically the label was Premier Crew.
Yeah.
And
we played one of your tracks before. Yeah.
Yep, and we've been deep underground for the last few years and have emerged with some new material that we're starting with right here at on your program.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we've got a few tracks lined up here, and I know they're all kind of exclusive. Nobody's heard them, so thanks for that. So let's just sort of explore some of your music. Perhaps we can talk about some of the people that are on these records.
The drums on this track were actually done by a guy named Dominic Leon.
Yeah.
And he's a multi-talented guy who plays around town in New York City as a DJ or as a bassist in a rock band, or in this case, electronic drums.
I see. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So you moved to New York, I take it, a few years ago now. From where did you move from?
Moved from Michigan back in 2000, and been in New York the last 9 years. Now we actually are kind of, my wife and I and the family are on the outskirts here in Connecticut.
I see. Yeah. All right. How did you find New York in terms of how it affected your music?
Well, that's a great question. Detroit was where the source of a lot of the musical inspiration was coming from back in Michigan. A lot of the folks I was working with and people that I'd been inspired by growing up. But when I came to New York, I was just blown away by the talent that was here and the level of skill as well. I think that people are forced to work hard in New York to be competitive, and I felt very fortunate to have found a lot of these folks like Boram Lee and other people that I continue to work with today.
Well, that's really great. Well, we're definitely going to hear some more of your music. We want to this gentleman Francisco. We want to talk a little bit more about his life and stuff because it's pretty interesting, actually. Fantastic. All right. Well, let's just go over what we heard to begin African Rhythms tonight, and that was Joe Henderson. That's a Blue Note recording, probably from the 60s. That's a track called Blue Bossa. Kenny Dorham, Pete LaRocca on drums, McCoy Tyner, some pretty serious stuff there.
Yeah. some heavy cats.
Yeah, no, that's a modal, I think, might be the right description of what's going on there. Yep. And then Michael Jackson, you know, it's nice to just, I did a tribute show, I haven't posted it yet, but it's nice to just, you know, recall of some of the interesting tracks. And I mean, this one from his debut album, Ben, People Make the World Go Round, actually pretty socially conscious. So, you know, it's nice to just sort of reflect on that, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how unknown that track is. I appreciated you playing that. That's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's good stuff. And then the Joe Baton Poor Boy. Yeah, I mean, that's New York City right there. You know, some Puerto Rican Latinos developing that New York soul scene back in the 60s. But, you know, I just got that record fairly recently. I continue to amass knowledge about Joe Baton, but what a great figure.
Yeah, man, that's a great jam right there.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, we got a last track from the late 70s now, Walter Jackson, Gotta Find Me an Angel. Very lyrical track, shall we say. Definitely.
Wow, yeah. Thanks for putting them on to some rare gems there. I heard a couple of those.
We're hearing a little bit of Phoenix. main thing is to just inspire people, turn them on to some artists, some music, and your label. That's, I don't think enough people have heard about George around the world.
I definitely appreciate that, man.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. The two tracks that we've heard so far, Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
Rite of Spring.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got one more here.
The Goodbye Studio. That was recorded last night that when we had rented a space for a few years that we were recording a lot of that material from. And that was the final night there. We, before breaking down, had to get one more.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give it to the people. I'm David, special guest George Katsiris. George and David, and we're here to bring you some music you definitely haven't heard before, and we're going to go on our journey tonight. We'll be right back.
February 19th at the Orpheum. The Juno-nominated Montreal band Stars brings its tour to force. The Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, proudly presents two of Canada's hottest bands. Stars with very special guests, Hey Rosetta, Friday, February 19th at the Orpheum. Thank you.
work it out. Please don't leave. What are you talking about? It's up to me. I want to shout it out so readily. What is this all about? You start to tease. The things I do for you, self-involved. You took it all from me. I lost my job. Depression setting in so very fast. We've got to work it out. This love can last. A roller coaster running deep inside. I'll hold you closer till you start to cry. The revelation, a state of mind. To try to have you is a waste of time. Somebody said, no pain, no gain. The thought is settling all in my brain. A locomotive is also called a train. You've got some stress, relieve your strain. If complicated, you're so elated. You perpetrated, I should have waited. A roller coaster running deep inside. I hold you closer, you start to cry. This revelation, a state of mind. To try to have you, it's a waste of time. Talking about, it's up to me. I want to shout it out so readily. What is this all about? You start to tease. A roller coaster running deep inside. I hold you closer till you start to cry. The revelation, state of mind, to try to have you, waste of time. Oh, away from here, the reason for love.
the reason for her. And I tried to bug you, just tried to save you. I'm dying to make you. You're the only one. Haven't I seen you before? The same one to walk through that door. Each time it's always the same. You remember my name. Constant the days go by. Constant the days go by. Constant the days go by. Reggie will turn so blind. You're so deep in my mind. Constant the days go by. A twinkle in time. You're so deep in my mind. You canceled my life. I caught you with a knife. The bite is just right. You're high as a kite. Read between the lines. Consider me a crime. A glass of white wine. It's visible. Constant the days go by. A twinkle in time. Reggie will turn so blind. You're so deep in my mind. Constant the days go by. Twinkle in time.
David Love Jones, and yeah, of course, you're listening to African Rhythm and some quality music there, George.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It's like a bird bath.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's some impressive stuff. That Micah Goffey is, the more I listen to him, you know, he's pretty serious business.
Yeah, he's also a multi-talented individual who plays saxophone and sings and composes.
Yeah, well, that's serious. I love the sax, as I was saying to you on the phone a sec ago. And Gennaro Jarrell, I've heard the name. I've checked some of his stuff on Kindred Spirits, but he was on your label before that happened.
Yeah, I'm proud to say that I was one of the first in New York to have discovered some of Gennaro's talents. And he, of course, knew as he would, went on and has done some pretty big things since then.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll just go over a couple of the other tracks we listened to. Goodbye Studio, as we were telling them, we started, actually, but then there was the other snippet, and that's just something brand new you're working on too, right? A lot of the stuff is just like, you're just a mix. Who knows, it'll probably be a little bit more polished before it actually becomes available.
Yeah, those are all rough mixes, some of which are snippets, like that track before Goodbye Studio. We're calling it Ebb and Flow as a working title there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wanted to give you a little taste, preview of what's to come. A lot of those things are going to be tied together in one kind of seamless upcoming album.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Well, some great musicianship going on. Kind of takes you back to Lonny Liston Smith and sort of some of the ambient kind of jazz developments, which kind of became, I suppose, what you call smooth jazz some of the time. But unfortunately, some of the best, you know, what some people would call smooth jazz is going to be the rare groove of the future or whatever have you, you know. So in some ways, it's a bit of a disservice that only smooth jazz radio can play anything where anybody in jazz has some kind of musicianship and is not serious bop modal or whatever have you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about, you make a good point. I mean, to play something that's considered a jazz in a contemporary context tends to get thrown into that smooth jazz kind of category. And to be honest with you, I hate smooth jazz. I think it's, you know, because of that, either the way it's recorded or some of the guys are just noodling and there doesn't sound like they're really emoting, or and there's not a lot of necessarily a lot of emotional integrity behind it. And I think that's something that some of these guys that we're working with around town here have that integrity. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, no, it's a, and that's the thing is, I guess the point is that it's kind of unfair, if you will, just the fact that there isn't really other avenues in North America. I mean, we were talking about Giles Peterson, and he's playing a Shanice track that I had Van Ark on the studio a while ago, and even Giles Peterson, or out there in the UK or Japan, where they're, you know, more open to the kind of stuff you're doing. We need to be flying the flag in North America too, though, you know, like just being able to bring other kinds of thinking music up. I mean, you know, things like Jazzanova or this kind of thing, I mean, they've made some breakthroughs. So, you know, there is hope, you know, it's not hopeless, but it's just a different kind of, environment, musically speaking, than it is in other places, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you're fortunate because now your radio base of fans and folks who are tuning into your program have to be some of the hippest folks in the world who are onto that of music, you know?
I mean, I guess what it is that if you can find somebody that you can trust who can filter through all the music that gets thrown at me here and there by people and whatever, you know, I have to decide and be true to my listeners and keep a quality standard or whatever have you. But it's an important kind of a tool to be able to just sort of get this music across to your listeners who, you know, I mean, I've turned them onto people like Rochelle Farrell. I mean, how could you, it's injustice that people like that are not heard more.
Yeah, it's true, man. It's a good point.
No, she's profound talent. But anyway, yeah, I'm doubling up and playing your track twice here. So, but this is called Smother, and it's another track in progress that we're checking out. But we've got some more stuff on the CD. In fact, we got a track called Get Ready that we're going to listen to next. What's that one all about, George?
That's a throwback. That one actually was on our first record that we ever put out called Enjoy Detroit. And that was in 2001. Literally, Borum and I wrote that track September 12th of 2001, and it was
wow.
it was our reaction to what was going on.
Yeah, deep for sure. Well, let the listeners check it out right now. We'll be right back. My special guest, George from New York City out there. Get ready. Really great track, I must say, George.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. Yeah, well, we're having fun.
I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please, what's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do? Does he have to fall in line or drive you out of your mind? What's a guy got to do just to get closer to you? Does he be sweet, kind of shy, or try to charm you like the other guys? What's he gotta do? Well, I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if there's any of these, can you tell me please? Well, I hope. Well, I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please? I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please? What's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do? Does he grab his coat and head on and just hope that you follow? What's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do?
What's a guy got to do? What's he gotta do?
doesn't bother me. Because you never felt the same.
You were asking if it was new, and yeah, I mean, it came out this year, and that's this new talent, Jonathan Jeremiah, a great, great new talent, which I heard on Giles Peterson, actually.
Yeah, the strings and the arrangement, I thought, were very classic. It sounded great.
Yeah, no, it's really good stuff. All right, well, we're going to play a couple more of your tracks. We have, of course, we got to fit in that Carl Craig epic 7-minute mix. We got to put that in there somewhere. But, you know, before that, another sort of a, you could almost make a dubstep remix of this track, and that's the Voodoo Dub, don't you think, George? I don't know how much dubstep you're listening to, but it's definitely got dubstep overtones, I think.
Yeah, it's funny because we made Voodoo Dub a while back, before I had even been put on to any of the whole dubstep movement. The drums on that are done by Francisco Moraquetla, and he's actually playing. He came to the studio one day, and this is an epic cat, right, who's been around, played with Sun Ra, Francisco Moraquetla, and he's actually playing years from 1973.
That's so deep.
And this is an epic cat, right, who's been around, played with Sun Ra for. He came down and laid down some voodoo tracks first on the drums, and so that is an actual voodoo. That's why, hence the name Voodoo Dub. Those are actual voodoo rhythms that he was playing, and then we ended up, Borum and I, ended up laying down the parts on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because Sun Ra, came to Mexico, and Francisco was living in Mexico, and he auditioned for him.
Yeah, pretty amazing. This guy has an incredible family history.
Yeah, and then you know Diego Rivera, the painter, too?
Yeah, I guess he was almost like, he and Frida Kahlo were almost like an aunt and uncle to him, because Francisco's parents were prolific artists. His mom is Elizabeth Catlett, who is generally regarded as one of the premier African-American sculptors of the 20th century.
Incredible.
And she expatriated back in the... 50 years ago probably, and or more, and she moved to Mexico and met Francisco Mora Sr., who was a painter and friends with Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, and they had three sons, and the oldest is Francisco Mora Catlett, who played drums and was into rock music and singing and jazz and different things, and then one day Sun Ra came to town, and it just blew him away to the point where he said, I want to be a part of this, and asked to audition on the spot and made the cut.
Wow, that's an incredible story. You know, after just seeing what it's like to live improvise with Sun Ra, I've been looking over a lot of video footage lately, and that must be just amazing to be a part of that, and just showing just what amazing spiritual and even technical qualities that you have to be able to rock with Sun Ra.
Yeah. And just survival skills, it sounds like, from some of the stories Francisco told me about being on the road with the guy for 7 years. And
that must be quite the story
now than he was then, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. No, it was very much underground then. And then Omar Little on trumpets, we've got Troy Sims on sax, and DJ Shark on turntables.
Yep, DJ Shark was in town from Japan for a couple days, so he came by, and Troy and Omar are good friends of ours, and they have some other projects that we also participate in called Mobius Collective, and Troy kind of runs lead on that. So it's all a big family affair.
Yeah, well, we'll have to stay open to all your various projects a little bit more. I'm David Love Jones. That's George Katsaris, and we're going to hear this track we're talking about right now, and this is called Voodoo Dub.
Nice.
All right, I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to Africa Rhythms at CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. CITR.ca. Catch us on the web and podcast. Thank you.
Sometimes it's too hard, it's just still. Things are so passionate, times are so real. Sometimes I try to chill, mellow down, blow a smoke. A smile on my face, but it's really no joke. You feel it in the street, the people breathe without hope. They're going through the motion, they dimming down the focus. The focus get clear, then the light turns sharp, and the eyes grow teary, the mind grow weary. I speak it so clearly, sometimes y'all don't hear me. I push it past the bass, no nation's got to feel me. I feel it in my bones, black, I'm so wide awake that I'm hardly ever sleep. My flow forever deep, and it's volumes of scriptures when I breathe on a beat. My presence speak volume before I say a word. I'm everywhere, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, soul cathedral of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. No quiet storm, vital form, pen push the bright across. Mind is a vital force, high level right across. Soul is the lion's roar, voice is the siren. I swing round, ring out, and bring down the tyrant. Chop a small axe and knock a giant lopsided. The world is so dangerous, there's no need for frightening. The suckers trying to hide like the struggle won't find them. Then the sun busts through the cloud to clearly remind them. This A-where, penthouse, pavement, the curb. Cradle to the grave, talk of each of a shell. Universal ghetto life, holla black, you know it well. What it is, you know, they know what it is. We know, y'all know what it is. Ecstatic, there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is.
Original,
original, and always on time, and rocking your mind. It's like
sit and come relax, riddle of the Mac, it's the patch. I'm a soldier in the middle of Iraq. But say about noonish, coming out the whip and looking at me curious, a young Iraqi kid carrying laundry. What's wrong, G? Hungry?
No, give me my oil, get out my country.
And in Arabian, barking other stuff till his moms come grab him and they walk off in a rush. Distrust, feeling like I was pissed up on Moon. I'm like, surely hope that we can fix our differences soon. Bye. Buying apples, hun breaking on.
Fruit, you take everything. Why not just take the damn fruit black master?
I don't understand it. On another planet? 15 months of this stuff, how I'm gonna manage? And increasing this sentiment, gentlemen, getting down on their Middle Eastern instruments. Realize trapping this crowd. Walk over, kicked one of my fabulous raps.
Dottie, Dottie.
Arab jaw drop, they well wish they glad rap. Now the kid considered like an Elvis of Baghdad.
هذه ما تربحش وهذه ما تربحش هذه ما تربحش هذه تربح هذه تربح لاص هذه ما تربحش وهذه ما تربحش دائما على لاص
what it is what it is
بعد عند نسيت شوف واحد يضحك واحد يبكي
تولي باتو
ايه انا اللي باتو ها
what it is you know they know what it is we know y'all know what it is ecstatic there it is. Huh, what it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is. What it is, you know, we know what it is. They know, y'all know what it is. You know, here it is.
Ba-da-ba-ba,
keep on rocking you.
La ilaha illallah. Strong, everyone, he got to get along, everyone. You're no better than I am.
I'm no better than you.
We got to work together, ain't nothing that we can't do.
Love Jones here on African Rhythms. George Katsaris live from New York City. We're lucky to have that connection going on tonight, and we've shared a lot of great music.
Yeah, man, those tracks you were just playing were hot.
Check it out, Wildfire. And then we're going to end the show after we hear the Carl Craig remix, which we're going to talk about in a sec here, but we're going to end the show with the Lord Rayburn combo and some crazy Caribbean disco funk that is going to blow your mind.
I'm no better than you are.
Lots of fun.
Shout out to the love of my life, Chiquita. Chiquisha.
Chiquisha.
Otherwise known as Phoenix.
Chiquisha Phoenix, yeah. No, I mean, we've been friends, I guess, 5 years almost, you know. You know, she's the one that made all this happen in the first place.
She is indeed. She is indeed. She was listening to African Rhythms Radio for years, and definitely put us on to you. And so, props where they're due.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, now let me just see. Did we forget? And before we heard the Caribbean Funk.
That Mos Def joint.
Oh, my favorite track of the Mos Def, and that's, of course, it's with Slick Rick there.
Yeah, yeah.
And some Mad Lib production. That's the best modern hip-hop has to offer. Probably the best hip-hop record of the year that I've heard.
Super banging.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that record is ridiculous. And of course, we started with... I got some instant feedback from a listener, Jim, out there in Newfoundland, the other side of Canada, 3,500 miles away from us here. He says, yeah, that it's got some dubstep feel going on there. Well, I'm a good friend of mine, Self-Evident, who I've re-edited one of his tracks on my show, and he's sampled some of my tracks and made dubstep mixes, which we've played before. I'm going to get him onto that track, and we're going to come up with a remix for you there, George.
Oh, that's
and then I'm going to get on the re-edit too, I think. But there's some interesting stuff going on in that track. You know? That Voodoo Dub, that's a great track. You know?
That sounds cool, man. I'll get you some stems so you can do your thing. Shout to the east side there of Canada.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, I put it up on the Facebook, and then we got some of our Facebook friends instantly tuning in. So that's a great thing. You know, it's all about spreading the love, and then I'm going to get it up on the podcast. Yeah. So the final track, this gentleman that we've been talking about tonight, Francisco Mara Catlett, and this was on Premier Crew Music label, came out. Carl Craig, your Detroit connection, did a remix of this one.
Yeah, this is, many of your listeners will be familiar with the Inner Zone Orchestra, which was Carl Craig's brainchild, along with Craig Taborn and Francisco Mora.
Mm.
And what happened as a result was that Francisco put together kind of an antithetical concept to that called Outer Zone Band. And so it's a lot of the same players, Craig Taborn on keys, and Francisco is running lead on the production though this time. And so the idea was to go from in to out, and he called upon some of the guys like Marshall Allen and people from the Sun Ra Orchestra to come back around as well and contribute. And Carl Craig is and Craig Taborn did kind of an edit of that track, and that's what this is.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, George, we definitely will have to do it again, but you know, I think that we've covered some of the interesting journeys that you've been on the last few years, and all the people you've been involved with. I think I'm very impressed with all of it, really. Like, I think very diversified. You know, covering a lot of fields and styles, and just showing that, you know, music is universal and spiritual, and it doesn't even really have to be categorized, you know.
Well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity, man, and you putting some folks' ears on this stuff. So thanks again, David.
For sure. And that's George Katzeris. I'm David Love Jones. That's it for another show. Any last words, George?
No, just peace and love going into the new year to everybody. Thanks again. We'll catch up next year.
Most definitely. You're listening to African Rhythms. And so until next time, peace and love. Thank you.